It's not this little thing that's like, sign up now and we'll give you 3 candy bars. It's click here for more information.
Now.
Get in.
Get it all.
Time's running out.
Let's go.
Bring it.
Rich, this is a special one for me.
Aww.
This is an old friend who also happens to be a world-class expert in a very specific thing.
We like experts.
We do. This is someone who understands the true, raw, red meat, hot white center of the internet.
Oh, that is an expert.
This is perhaps America's greatest banner ad developer.
Whoa.
And designer. This is Al Rotches.
Al, welcome to Track Changes.
I don't want to talk because that was such a great intro.
So Al is talking to us from Austin on Skype. Al, let me just start this way. How many banner ads did you make today?
Just today?
Just today. And it's 1 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Eastern
time. He's 2 hours early.
I am going to guess that number is 4.
Okay.
And I'm going to say I had meetings about other ones as well. So they're not done, but they're talked about.
Okay. So that's before lunch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
This is a machine. This is an independently, this is a one-man business who makes all the banner ads. Now people are like, banner ads? Who cares?
We talk less about banner ads these days.
We do. We should talk about that without. But let's just give some career high points here. Remember Barack Obama, President of the United States?
I do.
That was Al.
Whoa.
In a very real
the
way.
The campaign banner ads.
Yes, the ones that performed the best and got the most donations.
Okay.
That's Al is a human being who lives at the very top of the funnel.
Clearly.
Al, what are the big ones? What are the biggest campaigns you've worked on?
I think that Barack Obama, both campaigns went well. Hillary Clinton was a big one.
Oh, good. Good job there.
Did not go as well. Cool. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. And maybe you could have put a little more red in the button.
The ads did very well. No, there's a lot of big ones. I work for everybody.
He doesn't discriminate.
No.
No, I don't. I work for a lot of agencies. I work for a lot of direct clients.
That's what blows my mind. Like, our sales process is often 184 months while we get to know a person.
Yeah, his is like 20 minutes.
How long does it take to close a banner ad engagement?
Oh, you mean from soup to nuts?
Yeah, hey, I'd like to talk to you on the phone for a few minutes.
Till we're done with the whole ad.
No, until you've actually like said, okay, I'm going to get started now. They say, yes, I'm going to pay you.
It could be next day.
Okay. It's a one-day close cycle.
It's nice.
Yeah. It just breaks my heart.
It's very nice.
What are we doing? We should be doing banner ads. This is the other thing. 20 years of banner ads.
For Al.
This is a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not ashamed of it, man. This is a craft. He's honed.
What was the
I have.
What was the first one?
First one was for Columbia House Music.
Oh, God. I didn't want to explain to people what this was.
Don't. Just move on.
All right. So you're putting those up. You were a designer before that.
Yeah, I was designing brochures for Reader's Digest.
All right, so a little direct-to-consumer stuff going on here.
Yeah, but the banner ads were brand new. I mean, like, when the person asked me if I did banner ads, I had never heard of them. Like, so it was pretty new at the time.
And you just said yes. Yes,
I just said yes because I was very young and needed food.
It's also what a freelancer does. A freelancer says, sure.
I'll figure it out.
Let me give that a try for you.
Yeah. And at that time, it was kind of the Wild West anyway. Yeah.
Any sense in your head of how many ads you've done in your entire career?
Wow. Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands. Easily thousands.
Okay. So I come to you and I say, hey, Al, I am marketing. Well, let's do Postlight. I have an agency. And I need to, I do Facebook ads, I do some Twitter promoted tweets, I do some Google stuff. And I actually think we should probably, you know, put some ads on some different properties. You seem to know what you're doing. You have a portfolio with a lot of ads. How do I start? What do I do? I want Postlight to be advertised in a banner on the New York Times.
Okay, what do we advertise? We're advertising your company?
Yeah, our ability to do cool services for cool people.
I think that's possible. I think you need to find your placement in the New York Times. Like, that's not a front page banner ad, right? That's more like tech section.
But why not?
You're not doing the whole run of this.
Hold on. Wait, tech section of the paper?
I guess. Well, of the website.
Well, you're not going to do a run of the site. Like if I go to the New York Times every day,
yeah,
and I just want to see what, you know, the president's up to.
You don't want to see posts. Yeah, sure.
I don't want to, but let's say I do. If I see your ad, it really doesn't hold water. I have to say that 50% of what I produce is really up to where you're going to place the ad.
That makes sense.
So that part is out of my hand. So if you're calling me and saying, we're going to do run of the site, I would first try to talk you out of it a little bit because this is not my part of the business. But I would try to explain to you why your ad wouldn't do as well.
Why are most banner ads so terrible?
Well, I was going to ask the inverse of that, which is what makes a great banner ad?
Well, let's answer. Let's do both.
Okay. Oh, my God. There are many reasons why banner ads don't perform well. If you're placing your ads where people don't want to see them or don't have an interest in the topic that they represent, you will get far fewer clicks than if you are placing that ad somewhere where you've already got an audience interested in it. So if I'm selling a couch and I place an ad on the front page of the New York Times, I'm not going to sell that couch. But if I put it in the style section, I'm going to get far more. So I think banner ads perform poorly because a lot of them are placed in places where you're not going to get an audience at all. You know, people do run of sites everywhere. It's not going to work out that way.
So run of site is when you take over a whole website with your message, left, right, top, yeah, bottom.
Yeah. Or if you're just going, you know, oh, I want a general ad campaign and you pay some placement agency to just put them everywhere. It's really about like making sure that your ad is mildly topical with the information on the page.
Okay. So that's in order to, like, we're aiming here. It's what I'm hearing you say is like, are you aiming to get people to just see your logo? Fine. Do whatever the hell you want.
But if right,
you
want people, branding or
if you want people to click, you better be very mindful of where you're putting that ad.
Requirement number one. Put it in the right place.
So if you're annoyed by an ad, that could be why. If you're annoyed by an ad because it's lame, if it's poorly designed, let's say. I mean, that's something I obviously notice a lot of. So when I go to a page and there's something where I have to watch it like it's a television show and wait for the punchline on it, there's no way that ad is going to perform well. Like you were complaining that they're flashy. At least that flashy is going to get you to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything on the internet, if I go to any page, right, I am scrolling before anything happens, right? As soon as I can, I want the information I actually came to the page for. So you've trained your brain to not think about all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You need the banner ad to hook you before your brain has turned to the part where it says, okay, I'm going to ignore like half of the stuff here I just want. You know, I just want to click, you know, I have to click off of all of these pop-up windows and then see what I wanted and then get out of there before something else pops up that's going
to. Right. So you don't want to turn it into a video game where people have to like make the things go away in order to see the content. So you're actually,
well, that's not, yeah.
Your actual job is to be more contextual and engaging and relevant than the content that's probably appearing to the left of the ad.
I don't think this is rocket science. I think it's really, you have to think about how you approach the internet. People don't really consider, people just turn it on and go. But like, if you actually take a step back and realize in my position that I'm not going to look at the banner ad if I can help it, mm-hmm, right? You have to get past that and actually say, okay, so what's going to make everyone actually take a look at this and enjoy this and react to it and click on it?
Wow, enjoyable banner ads. How long do I have? Like somebody hits the page, I got my banner up. How long do I have before I lose them?
I would say 6 seconds.
Okay.
That's a lot.
So it's a lot. I mean, that does.
I mean, that's a lot of time.
All right, go to a page and see how long it takes you to get to your information.
No, no.
Really, just do what you normally do.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I'm too far off.
No, you're not too far off.
Okay, so it shows up. I got a few seconds. The ad, I mean, what you're saying is that there needs to be some kind of quality here. It needs to convey some information. And then what else makes ads bad? Anything else?
Poor design.
And to quantify poor design, right? Like, are we looking for aesthetics here? I mean, what's the...
I would say there's some aesthetics, but there's also animation. I mean, there's, in some cases, I see a lot of throwaway advertising from major places.
So wait, Al, help me understand this. Can an ad be successful without clicking on it? I mean, I visited the New York Times once and the whole site.
Yeah, it was great.
No, hold on. And
an
the
article
whole site,
about my neighborhood.
I forgot to turn on my ad blocker. The whole site slid down And then Steve Buscemi walked in wearing a 1930s like mobster suit.
Sure.
And it was just Boardwalk Empire. And it had a little, I had to find that button to slide it back up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I slid it back up and I was like, okay, new season of Boardwalk Empire. I actually like Boardwalk Empire.
That's an official IAB ad unit. It's called the Besemilator.
So wait, I didn't click on anything.
Okay.
Right.
But that's a successful ad in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
you got rid of it.
No, you didn't
click through to HBO, but you actually you interacted with the ad, you moved it up, you looked at
Steve. Yeah, I struggle with this. It's a
successful ad. Let me explain why it's a successful ad.
Yeah.
So you guys are in the business of seeing numbers on pieces of paper, right?
Well, we do more than that, Al, but yes.
Ultimately, that's your entire business.
Let's be clear. Ultimately, it rolls up to that.
Yeah. We just had a numbers meeting right before this.
You're asking me all about stats and what does well. Look what you just did.
Yeah.
Look what you just did. You have a podcast. You have just re-advertised that banner ad.
Ooh.
Not the banner ad, but the information in the banner.
Yes.
So you saw an ad. We're calling it banner ads. You saw something that said, hey, this new show's, this old show's got new episodes. And now you're telling us all about it. So yes, that was a very successful ad.
Al, help me out with this. I mean, do you not have context? I was scrolling through an article in the Times and it was pretty tragic. It was about the torture techniques in Syria. It was just horrible, just really bad and grim. And a Norwegian Cruise Lines ad showed up in the scroll. Now, you don't have anything right?
Welcome to Run of Sight.
What's that called?
that's where you're on the whole
thing. Everywhere.
That day.
Okay.
But that's a bad scene, no? They didn't know what the news was.
Yeah.
They didn't say, hey, we want to be on the most depressing thing you have on the newspaper today.
Well, there are systems like brand safety systems that actually do help with this.
Yeah. There's a whole world around this. Do you sometimes not know where this is going? You just got to make it awesome?
Yes.
Okay, that's tough. I mean, isn't that essentially Facebook? Like, you don't know what's above and below.
It's going to be grandma's eggplant, and below that, like, the Let's Preserve Abortion Rights Network, and you're going to be in the middle with Cruise Lines.
Is that right? Like, walk me through your thought process around marketing and targeting people.
Okay, so my job isn't targeting people.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It may sound like this is all my gig. My gig is designing these and animating them to get your attention and to get you to click, right?
Right.
Here's a thing that I always need help with, Al. Okay, are you ready? And Rich, jump in if you have other questions to put on top of it. You put up a thing, you make a thing on the internet. It's a product, it's something you need people to subscribe to, or you want to sell something online. And you put it up and you wait. You wait for people to react to it. Maybe you put some Google ads up or some Facebook ads and thousands of clicks come through. Twitter's even worse. Thousands of clicks come through. Nobody buys it. Nobody looks at it.
So the clicks are happening.
Oh, even there. How the hell do you get people to do things on the internet?
Well, pertinent placement matters. And then getting their attention as quickly as possible.
Okay, wait.
Promising.
Break that down. I got to get their attention.
Color.
There's 5,000 things going on a webpage. So what do you do?
So get your message across as soon as you can. You have to beat those other messages.
But do it. What do I do?
I would do something exciting with the animation.
Are they all animating these days? Your work? Kind of have to, huh?
Mostly.
Yeah.
I would say that I have mostly animated ads, but you have a lot of spaces. Don't take those. You're also judging whether or not to animate them versus the amount of memory allotted to the ad. So you run into a lot of problems as far as cost of animation and weight of the file itself.
I see.
So if you're running ads in, let's say, a local paper, right? So let's say you're doing ads in Iowa for a candidate and you have all these local papers that you want to drop banner ads into to brand out your politician, let's say. You're dealing with a lot of kind of backwoodsy internet stuff.
Okay.
Right? Places that have Flash listed in the guidelines for how to make ads, for what kind of ads they support.
Yeah. Not so much Flash anymore, right?
No Flash since 2015, I believe.
So when you get
November 2015, October 2015.
When you get the requirement that it be in Flash, you're getting a signal that maybe these people aren't
right away we have to contact somebody.
Okay.
Because you're getting we can only take 30K in memory ads instead of 100, let's say, or 50. would even be better, right? Because then you can't put as much artwork in your ad.
I want to cover one more topic, Paul. I mean, it's about to heat up for you, Al, no? I mean, the elections are coming and all this stuff. I mean, I gotta assume you're going to get busy.
Yes, I'm terrified.
Really? Okay. So yeah, that's a good terrified.
There won't be a lot of sleep this year.
Okay.
No.
So, all right. So just, and it's, you know, do you get Republican as well as Democratic candidate?
I do not.
Interesting.
I picked a team.
Really?
You know, you got to pick a team.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
So the Republican, there's another Al who's Republican.
Oh boy, is he? Well, I saw him on 60 Minutes.
No, there is not another out. Oh my God.
There's a parallel universe.
Well, this is what I want to talk to him about. Yeah. Are these like, I mean, and they were very effective, right? They were generated ads, like single purpose to be displayed once, that had language in them that was, because, you know, with Facebook, you can fine tune down to like mood for the user. And what they were doing was they were creating these profiles, and then they were essentially custom creating, auto-generating ads that had headlines and words and imagery that resonated with that particular person. And from what I can gather, I saw a whole report about this. This is like that dude who is a nobody, worked for the Trump campaign, who did this. It was very, very successful.
Right.
Like extremely successful. Thoughts on that, Al? And I'm guessing...
Well, do you ever get asked to kind of create a template where people can micro-target?
Pump headlines into.
Well, or like, you know, mortgages in your area, zip code.
Yeah.
You do get that kind of thing where it's micro-targeted and there's a lot of back-end programming on that. But yeah.
Where do you stand on that? Is it fine?
I did not read the article that you read about this dude. I find that does sound slimy.
Yeah.
Because when you're striking like a mood for somebody, you don't know what you're getting into, especially on Facebook where everyone's announcing their cat died.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Right.
But if you are looking for a mortgage, and if I know that I'm looking for a specific loan and I see an ad with that loan available, I would probably be prone to go to that company. But I would say, you know, this goes back to like, how do you react to a banner?
Well, where do you stand on belly fat? Like ads that are just hideous, but work.
Clearly. Well, let me finish with this one.
Okay.
You're seeing something you want. I would hope that the advertiser is being honest with people, right? Not giving them misinformation where they say, you have this much money, I can give you this mortgage, and it's a lie, and you get to the site, and that's where you get, you know, great click-through rates, but no sales. So that's where I stand on that. I stand by the fact that as an internet user, if I were to click on an ad, I would expect an honest response when I got to the landing page.
Okay. So targeting is just the way, I mean, it's just part of the world now. I mean, yeah, I know your zip code. Maybe I even know your income level, so I can target an ad towards you.
Well, it's all guessing.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know.
They usually don't know that unless it's Google and Facebook, they actually don't know it's you as
I know, thing. But Facebook, you could probably turn the knobs like, let me get me higher income people.
Yeah.
And I could show, you know, a mansion rather than a smaller house alongside a mortgage ad. I mean, not a mansion, but a larger house, let's say. At first blush, that strikes me as gross, but I guess it's not. I mean, you're just advertised. It's just targeted in a more explicit way.
Well, a lot of times too, this is what we're talking about. The design is terrible. They look really bad. Those ads look like
they look terrible.
Photocopies.
Even the fonts are kind of like messed up.
The belly fat ads.
Those kinds of things, they, I think, gun for the dumbest of consumers.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm the most intelligent person in the world, but when I see something like that,
yeah,
I know something.
Yeah, they're
right?
aiming.
No, and they're just pushing the buttons. It goes along with like who falls for, you know, the prince of wherever calling you and asking you to loan him $3,000 so he can put $1 million in your bank account.
Right.
It's like, who does that?
Right.
You know, it's really just a numbers game. So those sites, those ads will be everywhere. Because they're just going for everyone. They're just seeing who's gullible enough to go for it.
Do you get calls from sort of people where you'd be like, I think this is a scammer. I don't want to do
it.
Okay. How can you tell? How can you tell the scammer?
So for some reason, people who do that want to commiserate about their great idea to fool everyone. So that's a person who's really has no morals usually has no qualms about explaining to you the fact that they have no morals.
Oh, so you like they're so, just like we're going to get all these orphans to give us their bank account.
Yeah,
there's
a growth.
Yeah,
and
no, but we're not going to say that. We're not going to say they're orphans. We're going to say they're dancers.
Right.
You know, like they'll tell
well, they start
you
collaborating
exactly
with, they're collaborating with Al.
Yeah. They scamming. Think you're in on it.
Yeah.
In some
yeah,
way,
yeah. Yeah.
Right away.
Do you get a read? Sometimes when I'm looking at our inbound business, you start to pick up, like there was a year when it was all blockchain, but rarely could the blockchain people actually get through to the point where they wanted to start an engagement. Basically never. This year, no blockchain, all cannabis. Everybody wants to build a cannabis something app. Do you ever see that? Do you ever see like the requests? Because you get a lot of requests from potential clients actually sort of showing the way the economy is going.
Absolutely.
What have been some of the big categories?
Well, politics. I mean, listen, politics didn't happen until 2007. So now, you know, you look at politics, your advertising goes up and down. Like you were just saying, I'm going to start getting busy, right? That's because you know when the elections are happening and that's when it starts rising and falling. But there was no such thing as these ads, as far as I was concerned, at least on the internet, and until Barack Obama started doing it.
Okay.
You know, now it's everybody. Now you can't run without local campaigns.
So right? You are Mr. Banner Guy. Up and until 2007, it just wasn't on the radar. And now it is one of the driving forces in the campaign.
Yeah, it's part of you know, getting your name out there. Yeah.
What's the future of banners? Every time that I ask anybody, like if you ask people around ad agencies or in the like IAB, they're always like, here's these five new units that will take over the page and a voice will come out and a face will scream at you for 45 minutes and everyone will be really engaged. And then they'll be allowed to click go away for 30 seconds so I can read the article. And then, yeah, I know, right? And then what happens is there are over 2 trillion medium rectangle 200 by or 300 by 250 ads everywhere online. Like, is that just what, are we in the world of the medium rectangle on the right rail for the rest of the web forever, or are things going to change?
I don't see why it would change. I think we talked about this a long time ago where we were talking about there are certain things that make the internet, right? So like that space, what else are you going to put there? How else are you going to take that prime location at the top of the page, the top right of the page where you, like that is where those things go. And how are you going to fill that space with something that makes your site some money?
Right.
Right. So you're asking me a question where, like, is there an answer? Like right now, if something pops up on your page, I mean, my first reaction is Command W on a pop-up, right? I don't have an ad blocker because it is my business to know what's going on in banner ads. So I apologize for that. But when something is infiltrates my entire experience on the site, I mean, that's all well and good for the numbers game for the site itself. But as a user, I'm less likely to go to that site and use it. So having an ad in having some ads along your stream, you know, within the article. So like if I'm scrolling through the information I need, then there's something politely across that area that I'm scrolling. I think that, you know, that works a lot better than something screaming at me for 45 minutes.
So you're expecting, as someone who's been at this, has seen a lot of change, watched the great transition from Flash to dynamic HTML, who's been in this business. If I told you that in the year 2029, someone's going to call you and say, can you make a medium rectangle ad for me about my thing? That's not surprising you. It's going to be here 10 years from now.
Yeah. So every 5 years, someone will explain to me why they won't exist in 5 years. Mm-hmm. From the minute I started this career until like right now, everyone says that this won't exist. But it goes back to what you're saying, like what's going to replace that medium rectangle in the corner? Nothing yet, right? It's been 20 years. Also, that's where the ad is.
We've been talking about articles, but ads seep into, I mean, they're in the Facebook feed. It's like oxygen for Facebook when you get it in that feed. I mean, it's absolutely huge. So that's not going anywhere.
Digital ads are banner ads. I mean, it's all the same stuff. It just becomes something else over time.
So that's the
effect. Right? You're right. We're talking about medium rectangles, but really it's all of it.
Yeah, it's rectangles. You know, they don't need to be medium.
Sure. I mean, now we're adding a lot more video to your ads. You know, there's a lot more video experience. There's a lot of animation. So you can create animations and they can be like, it seemed like it was a banner ad, but now it's a video.
Gotcha. What tools are you using to build these things?
Well, you can use Google Web Design. You can use Adobe Animator.
Wait, what's
you
Google Web Designer?
Yeah, it's within the system.
Wait, hold on. It's within the system. Just sounds terrifying.
I think he means the ad platform.
It's like, so it's like part of Google's ad offering.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can build it in there within their system or not. You know, you can use straight up HTML5 to build those.
Okay, so you can make an ad like you would make a website.
Yes, but there are plenty of programs that you can use to build your HTML5 without knowing much about programming as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Would you advise someone who wanted to get into this field to become a banner ad designer for a living?
You know, what's unusual about Al is he decided to just be the top of his craft in this box, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for many,
I think that's an excellent pun.
It's a good. I intended
and that pun, but I mean, for most, it's like, yeah, I did banner ads for 2 years, and then I became a web developer. Like that's the usually the narrative. And what Al found was, if you're a true pro at this, there's a profession here, like a real profession.
I mean, I always loved advertising. I mean, I really loved advertising.
And interesting.
As a designer, when I first started, getting to make decisions was not an option until like for years later.
I was like a junior designer at an agency.
Yeah. So this was a step into being on the front line of advertising, just creating it.
Right.
Handling it, making sure they worked, making sure they worked well for people, doing all that without, you know, a huge staff of people and people above me and figuring things out. And the internet was so new that you could actually experiment quite a bit in the beginning. And ads were so new in that environment that they weren't as hated as they are now.
Well, I think the hate settled down. I feel like an equilibrium has been reached. There was a day when it was just, I hate them all.
I think there's acceptance.
Well, then there are websites like Fast Company where you just can't see the content. It's like, especially on mobile.
That's just their own crime, dude. That's not the banner ad people. That's just them just not realizing how humans want to use their thing.
Well, that not being able to read the content is a bad signal.
Well, if something takes 12 minutes on Fios to load an article, something's up.
No, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, like the whole technology of these ads, I mean, like I was mentioning video and stuff, that because we all have such a high bandwidth on our devices now, the amount of information you can put in an ad is so much more than I did ads for the Navy a long time ago.
Oh, they're fun.
And they were HTML ads. They weren't HTML5 ads. They were HTML ads that had pull down menus. And you would have to build it in three sections, you know, artwork, pull down menu.
Aggressive. That's aggressive.
Yeah. And that was because you could only give somebody 12K in memory. Now you're seeing that you can do ads that aren't even video in 200K.
Sure.
What I love is there's these limits on one side, and then there's the page on the other, and everyone's like trying to optimize experience. Clearly somewhere in the middle, because for the listeners, like a 30K ad or even an 100K ad should just fly across the screen. That's nothing.
That's not the problem.
No, it's just all the stuff in the middle.
Well, it's
something's
the stuff
happening.
Stuff under the hood, all that tracking shit.
There's some bad stuff happening.
Yeah.
So Al, all right, look, I'm going to ask you one question. Ready?
Yes.
What color should the button be?
Red.
Really?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Make the button red?
How much red do you see on the internet like that?
A lot.
Well, no. Like, okay, so we're back to articles. A lot of red on that page?
No, a lot of black.
So that's what I'm going with on that.
How big should the button be?
What are these questions, Paul?
You know what? That's a good question.
Thank you.
Big? The answer is big.
Really?
The answer is don't hide what you want people to do.
That's great advice.
We need to start doing this with our business. Here,
let me
practice it. Hey, everybody who's listening, give Postlight some money.
And we'll give you something back.
That didn't work as well as a designed banner.
We gotta practice
this. We're going to keep working on it.
Yes.
Al Rochus, I have nothing but respect for your craft.
It's a craft. It truly is.
I'm crafty.
If people need to get in touch with you, where do they go?
Oh, go to aldesigns.com.
That's a good URL.
It's a great URL.
Al Rochus, thank you.
Thank you, Al. This was great.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, Paul.
I'm going to be a banner ad. You ready?
Go.
Post Light. Blink, blink, blink. Post Light. Blink, blink, blink. Apps, services.
I'm going to stop reading this article on how to make a Manhattan.
Click here to learn more.
And click on click here to learn more.
All right. Maybe banner ads don't work that great on a podcast, but if you need us to help you build your web platforms and your apps and your sites and your big, complicated digital things that run on mobile platforms and on the open web, we are your friends. Send an email to hello@postlight.com and we will do our very, very best to help you. Check us out at postlight.com. And we often have events. Go to postlight.com/events. You might have heard postlight.com in this conversation. That's where you should go. Click here to learn more.